Do you ever give thanks for what you cannot see? That's not the norm now, is it? We sit down to a table full of good things to eat and we see what we are about to enjoy and we anticipate its goodness. We give thanks for what we see right in front of us. We are naturally thankful when we receive. When someone gives you a gift, oh, thank you. If someone lets you in the forever long car line to pick up kiddos after school, oh, thank you. When you see God move in a direction you've prayed for, thank you, God. It's so much easier to feel gratitude when we are receiving or experiencing something good. But we can also be grateful for what we anticipate. I love tulips. If you want tulips in the spring, they need to be going in the ground right now. I've planted tulip bulbs in the past, and the anticipation of spring grows with each passing winter day. I'm already excited about the gift of beauty and joy those flowers will bring. I'm thankful for the process and the expectation of what is to come. We like to see and know good things are happening or coming our way. It's much easier to be thankful in those seasons. But today, I wanted to highlight really quick the beauty of being thankful when we can't see the good. God is good. He makes all things work together for our good. Every good and perfect gift is from Him, and we are to give thanks and be thankful in all things, even when we can't see those things. What we see on the table of life served up to us may not be very appetizing. Still, we are thankful and know God is at work through it all. The bottom line is trust. I must let go of my control, my desire to think I need to see clearly and know what God is up to before I'm grateful. We are reminded in Scripture to be still, and then we will know He is God. I am not. He is in control. I am not. God's timing and plan and how He chooses to move and work and when does not require my stamp of approval. I am called to simply be faithful, be thankful, and walk on in the grace and strength He gives me for each new day. My prayer for each new day is, God, may I be faithful and obedient to what You have for me this day. The rest is up to Him. I don't have to control it or see it to know He is at work. But in those seasons that seem barren, I still give thanks for what He is doing and is going to do in my life and through me. God is at work to bring about His will and plan, His way and in His time. It's all through the pages of Scripture, and it's evident in my own life. Just as those tulip bulbs in the ground will one day break through and bloom, so will what God has for you and me. 1 Corinthians 2:9. But as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love Him. We can't see what God sees. The Spirit of God leads us to truth and understanding as we read Scripture, but the glories of God and how He is working things out is not for us to always see. We are simply called to be faithful. What we do see around us in this world may cause us to tremble at times, but stand firm on the foundation of what is true. I am thankful, even though I can't always see the plan. I trust and know God is at work. God is in control, and He is on the throne. That's the truth. That's faith. It's what we hope for and are sure of, but cannot see. I'm Lori Klein.